is Radio Superior 1942, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1942. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1942. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes, this is station KUWS, and good evening. Jack McKenna speaking here. At 5 o'clock Central Wartime, it's November the 9th, 1942. Newsman Lou Martin is standing by with our 5 o'clock news, including details of the first invasion by the Allied Expeditionary Forces. We also have news of an armistice party, and the VFW is honoring families with four or more sons in the service.
Not to mention the bad news of the price of herring.
Oh, don't tell me it's going up.
Well, brace yourself. Your pickled delicacy story is coming up.
Oh, boy. Now Lou Martin with the Roth Brothers 5 o'clock news. Roth Brothers, asking you if you're 100% with your 10%. Buy war bonds. Lou?
The American Expeditionary Force has landed in North Africa and is overwhelming Vichy defenses. The landings have captured about 1,000 miles of the Mediterranean Sea from the Rock of Gibraltar westward along the African coast. But the fighting remains fierce. Via shortwave radio, we have this report recorded for us by the Mutual Broadcasting Network from Associated Press reporter E.C. Daniel with the troops in Algiers.
United Nations forces striking with overwhelming might and exquisite precision closed Monday upon the key defenses of French North Africa after inflicting serious losses on the Vichy Navy at Casablanca and capturing Algiers. An Allied headquarters spokesman said that this powerful American challenge to Hitler, still only at its start, has been achieved with but slight United States losses. Most of the resistance so far has been naval, he said, but there is no doubt that the combined might of United States and British naval strength backing up the landing operations can cope swiftly with any Vichy forces which might seek battle. Both Axis enemies were said to have entered the defense of North Africa with an air action against the Allied fleets off Algiers, but the headquarters spokesman declared there was no truth to reports that the French fleet had streamed from Toulon to enter the battle. A German communique said that German and Italian planes had scored bomb hits on six Allied warships and four merchantmen in attacks since Friday night against British and American vessels off Algiers. The Vichy radio reported that Italian planes had attacked Gibraltar Monday, but gave no account of the results. Besides Algiers, which capitulated under land, sea, and air attack Sunday night at the close of the first day of the campaign, the Americans also had occupied Safou on the Atlantic coast, 140 miles south of Casablanca, and a Vichy communique acknowledged that the Algerian port of Oran on the Mediterranean was virtually encircled. This is E.C. Daniel reporting from the AP Foreign Service somewhere in Algiers.
The War Department has announced that Lieutenant General Dwight D. Eisenhower has been named Chief of the American Forces, while Brigadier General James Doolittle will command the United States Air Forces in North Africa. Major General George S. Patton is in charge of the West African landing, and Major General Charles Ryder is in charge of captured Algiers. General Eisenhower announced the surrender of Algiers at 7 o'clock Sunday night, with formal occupation beginning this morning. Meanwhile, British troops pursued German Field Marshal Erwin Rommel into Libya yesterday, with Italian troops at Matara surrendering on Sunday. It's estimated that six Italian divisions were taken prisoner, leaving the fleeing Desert Fox with just 20,000 troops. British 8th Army Commander Bernard Montgomery broke out into the open with his armored forces, forcing Rommel from Africa. This has inspired the most hope for ultimate victory in the 3 years of combat. With the West African landings and Rommel on the run, it is likely that he'll be driven out of Africa completely, allowing the Allied powers free rein in the Mediterranean Sea and leaving Italy wide open for invasion. There is speculation that Italy might withdraw from the war if the shadow of invasion looms. And this report just into us from London. United States casualties in the French North African campaign have been slight so far, but Allied headquarters cautions that the landing is only the first part of the operation. Roth Brothers News Time is 5:05. Now with a word from our sponsor, here's Jack McKenna.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you very much from Roth Brothers. You know, I don't know if I should remind you of this or not, but you can't do your Christmas shopping too early. Oh, hold on. They've got some great bargains at Roth Brothers. Oh, yeah. 38 shopping days until Christmas, folks. Yes, just 38 days. Filled from early morning until late at night with all your new wartime activities. Now, special imperfects of famous fluffy Kenwood blankets. If perfect, just $13.95. Marvel at $12.95, folks. Sizes 72 by 90. What a great catch for winter coming on and at our doorstep right now. Here's a, oh, look at this. Stock up on warmth. Warm, heavy quality plaid sheet blankets. If perfect, $1.95. Otherwise, only $1.69. And the dress of the week, ta-da! Princess Peggy says, now, you're a dream, ladies. For $1.69, you can buy the dress of the week. So let's get to it, folks. Are you 100% with your 10%? Buy war bonds for sure. That's Roth's department store in Superior. Kind of hard to believe the stores are talking about Christmas shopping already, hey, Lou?
Well, especially when you're still eating your Halloween candy.
You're never too old to trick or treat, I always say.
Well, hey, you know, oh, I bet you ate all the candy bars first, and now you're down to the gumballs.
Oh, yeah, they chew real good. It's hard to leave a baby Ruth laying around, too.
Roth News Time is 5:07. Landlords can get help from rent control. The Duluth Superior Area Director, Thomas Shevchek, says that rent increases are sometimes allowed under certain conditions. Mr. Shevchek says the federal law allows landlords to evict tenants under certain circumstances as well. Federal rent controls went into effect November the 1st. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has this message for families fearing because they haven't heard from their men in the Army.
Well, Lou and listeners, keep the faith. The Home Service of the Red Cross in Superior reminds families who haven't heard from their servicemen for a while to wait at least 6 weeks before getting too concerned. Home Service Committee Chairman William Scott says the mail is often delayed, especially if the soldier is overseas. But Mr. Scott does say they are here to help locate missing soldiers, as well as help families struggling to make ends meet because the breadwinner is in the service. The Red Cross Home Service is located at the Post Office Building and is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. till noon. And they're always ready to help, Lou.
Well, thank you, Mike. The people of Barron, Wisconsin, gathered more than 32 tons of scrap metal and rubber during this weekend's scrap drive. That comes to 31 pounds of material for every citizen in Barron. The scrap has been sold to Stein Brothers in Rice Lake, and the proceeds are going to the USO. Although Governor Heil lost his bid for re-election last week, he has appointed another two people with the title of honorary colonel. Leo Koppel of Milwaukee and Charles Toby of Phillips can now call themselves colonel. That makes a total of 113 honorary colonels appointed by Governor Heil during his tenure.
They'll give anyone the title of colonel, I suppose.
And, Jack, brace yourself, old buddy. That Scandinavian winter delicacy, vinegar-cured herring, is going up in price. Hey, steady now, steady. The Office of Price Administration notified the Superior Area fishermen that they can increase the price of herring 30%. Well, the OPA had to do it, Jack. You know, the cost of processing herring has gone up. And if the price didn't increase, it wouldn't be worth pulling herring from Lake Superior. They'd lose money, and there wouldn't be any herring at all.
No herring at all?
Well, so this is to make sure that you can snack on your pickled herring or herring and ketchup sandwiches any time you like.
Oh, my poor Swedish friends.
Whatever you say, Jack.
Well, then, by all means, raise those prices. Herring is the meal of Swedish and Danish kings, you know, Lou. I'm getting kind of hungry, you know it? Let's get to the weather forecast and the music so I can duck back to the refrigerator. For this Monday, November the 9th, 1942, the forecast from the United States Weather Bureau on Duluth's hillside, colder and clear tonight with lows of 5 to 10 degrees. Not much wind, except here in the studio, and because of wartime restrictions, I can't tell you if it'll be off the lake or not for you folks along the South Shore. Well, all right, lads and lassies, except for that herring price increase, the news was pretty good tonight. So let's swing-a-ling, friends, with the fine sounds of Jimmy Dorsey and They're Either Too Young or Too Old on the Martin and McKenna Show on KUWS.
You marched away and left this town as empty as can be. I can't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover that the draft for didn't discover. They're either too young or too old. Too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What good is in the army? What's left will never harm me. I'm either their first breath of spring or else I'm their last little fling. I must confess to one romance I'm sure you will allow. He tries to serenade me, but his voice is changing now. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. Never fail you when you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be dipped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been to. I've looked the field over and lo and behold.
Ah, yes, good listeners, the snappy, big band swinging sound of Jimmy Dorsey with vocals by Kitty Callan on station KUWS. We have this reminder from our friends at the Arrowhead Bridge. Save and go the Arrowhead way from West Duluth off Raleigh Street to Billings Park. Save rubber, gas, and time and go the Arrowhead way.
You know, you look a little happier now with that herring sandwich, Jack, but you've got a little, a little ketchup on you.
On my chin?
Shirt.
Oh, well, for crying out loud.
Well, don't worry. It kind of goes nicely with the other spots on your shirt.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, even as our troops fight over two oceans, we can't forget the doughboys who served under Black Jack Pershing in the First World War. Wednesday is Armistice Day of 1942. American Legion First Vice Commander Charles Cadogan and Auxiliary President Mrs. S. Harold Vince plan to make this a special Armistice Day celebration. They both urge all post members to attend, especially for the 11th hour salute. The firing of bombs will be headed by committee member H.L. Smith. Mrs. Vince and William Gingras are planning a special buffet dinner It all begins at 9 o'clock.
Well, let's hope we have another armistice to celebrate soon, Lou.
Well, that's the great hope that we all have, Jack.
Okay, Lou and friends, here's one for the boys overseas. This is Kay Kaiser and his Glee Club. On station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes. Yes, indeed, folks. A brand new one by Kay Kaiser. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. That's for our boys in overseas, yes. Well, friends, the Androy Hotel in Superior announces the reopening of the Androy Coffee Shop in the Wedgwood Dining Room. I didn't even know it was closed. How do you like your coffee with friends? Black, cream, whatever. They'll do it for you at the Androy Coffee Shop under the management of Mr. and Mrs. S.J. Lehman. Serving Superior to feed the people of Superior and anyone else that wants to come in, people at popular prices, catering to banquets and private parties, large or small, in the Wedgwood Dining Room and Americana Ballroom. Facilities also available for private parties on mezzanine floor in parlors J and K. To find out more, just dial 7731. That's the Androy Hotel Coffee Shop. Good. Sounds good to me, friends. Pour yourself a cup of good old home-brewed Arco coffee. That's at the Wedgwood Room in the Androy Hotel. Here's one that's coming up big on the jukeboxes. Ella Mae Morse. Haven't heard of her? Well, you will now, from now on. Cow Cow Boogie is her song on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Out on the plains, down your Santa Fe, I met a cowboy. One day, and as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come a tie, yip, tie, get along. Get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Singing his cow cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a die, come a die, yip, die. Singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked out western. southern accent. With a Harlem touch, he was raised on local weave. He's what you call a swing half breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a tie, come a tie, yip, three,
just enjoyed, I'm sure, the fine music of Ella Mae Morse with Freddie Slack and Cow Cow Boogie on station KUWS.
We have a guest, Jack, with some news about the VFW honoring families with four or more sons in the service.
What on earth is that smell? Kind of sour. Fishy stench.
Please welcome Douglas County Draft Board number 2 Chairman, Mr. Raffaele.
I don't smell anything.
Jeez, McKenna, nice shirt. Looks like your chest is bleeding.
Just a little ketchup, Mr. Raffaele.
That's Colonel Raffaele now, Martin. Governor Heil gave me an appointment.
Like I said before.
Well, congratulations, Colonel Raffaele. You know, that's quite an honor.
They don't give these colonelships just out to anyone, you know.
No, sir. So, tell us about this great VFW event.
As Draft Board number 2 Chairman, I see a lot of our fine young men go off to serve our country. And some families, especially those mothers, find themselves packing off 4 or 5 sons. So Wednesday night, as part of their Armistice Day observance, the Superior Veterans of Foreign Wars will award emblems to 5 local families who have all of these sons fighting for our American way of life.
Have you got a list of the families, Colonel?
By now you know I'm not too good with names, so Martin, here's the list.
Well, from Superior, 4-star emblems and a star representing a son in the service, Mr. and Mrs. Carl Warner, Mr. and Mrs. Henry Castern, Mr. and Mrs. Samuel LaFlame, and from Lake Nabagaman, Mr. and Mrs. Reinhardt Hildebrand. 5-star emblems go out to Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Johnson and Mrs. Mabel Baker, each for having 5 sons in the armed services.
Mabel Baker, there's a great American, Martin and McKenna. Sweetest mother you'd ever want to meet. Now she's widowed and has 5 sons in defense of America. If that ain't inspiration, then you don't have a heart.
Hey, are you okay, Colonel?
I'll be all right.
Maybe a herring sandwich would help.
Is that what I smell? Well, I've got to go. But the Henry Blomberg post-armistice celebration starts at 7 o'clock with a dance at 9. It'll be a fine clam dig. And, well, you 2 guys are welcome to come along.
Oh, thanks, Colonel.
Make sure you change that shirt first, McKenna.
Well, thank you, Douglas Carney, Draft Board number 2. Mr. Raffaele. I'm sorry, Colonel Raffaele. Maybe we'll see you Wednesday night.
I'll bring the pickled herring. Well, now gather around the old RCA, folks, for the great music of Glenn Miller and his orchestra. This is Moonlight Serenade
on station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, will soon to be Captain Glenn Miller. Oh, yeah, you heard right. He's going into the service of Uncle Sam. Well, Lou Martin is here now. You have more war news?
These flashes in from Reuters News Service in London. Vichy Radio reports that several German dive bombers hit six troop transports on roads headed toward Algiers. Also monitoring from London, Vichy Radio says that fighting is underway in Casablanca, with three American divisions, including tanks, entering Casablanca as night fell on the city. And German dispatches report that it's been assumed that Vichy French Admiral Darlan and General Juan have been taken prisoner by Allied forces, Jack.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with our boys in North Africa and in the Pacific, where fighting continues at Guadalcanal. We'll have all the latest war news and from the community also tomorrow night. Same time, same place, if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna saying adios and good night.
This is Radio Superior 1942, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research by Sarah Dorman. Other performances provided by Tom Martinson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1942 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or write to us, at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1942. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.